Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio.
This week is part four of our Time for Happiness series called Say Yes to Happiness. We hope you're having as much fun as we are watching these fun and happy alignment films. So let's recap the happiness ground we've covered so far. We began this series with our first episode called How to Leverage Time and Happiness with a terrific alignment film called About Time. Then we presented 5 ways to practice happiness, featuring the lively movie Hector and the Search for Happiness. What a blast that movie is, huh?
Sure was.
Last week we discussed another delightful film called Eat, Pray, Love. And this week we're making a shift that will give you the necessary support to say yes to happiness. So let's get started. Our featured alignment movie is Yes Man. Yes Man is an example of how you can rediscover your passion on a road to happiness. Sometimes it takes something outside the norm to get it back. And Carl Allen, played by Jim Carrey, was stuck in his past suffering. His wife left him for another man. He shows us what it looks like when we're clinging to our past pain. In Carl's life, there's no joy, only grief because his wife divorced him. Carl needs something to get him out of this focus. So in one scene, Carl dreams that he died, and this becomes a what we like to call a 2x4 event. And we have a chapter in our book, Taming Your Dragons, called The Feather or the 2x4, Choose. We can discuss that in another show. But anyways, this gets him to want something different in his life. And Carl realizes that he's on this current trajectory that he's on, he might end up dead, or then his friends wouldn't even care that he was gone. So this motivates him to pick up the Yes Man pamphlet, which is interesting because he just received that flyer that day. It was all set up for him. When Carl attends the Yes Man Personal Development Seminar, the motivational speaker, Terrence Stamp, says, "You can't audit life, my friend. You're dead. Carl, you say no to life and you're not living." Terrence convinces Carl to say yes to everything. And this becomes the first time in a long time that Carl gets some feeling. His emotions are starting to thaw.
And it's really hilarious to what happens when you say yes, no matter what. So as you watch this film, look for the 5 key points in this alignment session. And the first of these is stay open to all possibilities. Yes always leads to something good, Carl reads in the flyer. Never avoid opportunities. They may come in any form. Saying yes is analogous to being open to all possibilities. Once you're able to be open, synchronicity kicks in. When Carl runs out of gas, he meets his future girlfriend, Allison, played by Zoe Deschanel. This would have never happened if he had not been open to dropping off a homeless guy he picks up outside the seminar. Allison is passionate about life and helps him to see a new way of living life. Allison is a breath of fresh air in Carl's life, and he's attracted to her and the way she lives.
She's quirky too, just like him.
Very quirky. When you're open to all possibilities, you have more opportunity to connect to new perspectives with others. Carl connects with Norm, his quirky boss, and ends up getting a promotion. Norm's quirkiness was similar to Carl's, but Carl just wasn't aware of it at first. He's not just sucking up to his boss, he really is a match for Norm's quirkiness. This side of him starts to open up and reveals itself in the bar scene. Now that he's allowing his quirkiness to be expressed, he's more of a match for Allison and her uniqueness. The unique way of having fun and looking at life becomes a new way of being that brings joy and happiness. This synchronicity provides more opportunities to connect with others because your perspectives match, and the synchronicities then start to build on one another. As Carl continues to say yes to all possibilities, he discovers his passion again and starts enjoying life. He also goes a tad overboard, but it's fun to watch what he gets up to.
Yeah, and in ways only Jim Carrey could pull
That is off. True. Only Jim Carrey.
So to step into life of all possibilities, you need to remember the next key point in this alignment film, and that is live your life carefree and with courage. As Carl expands, he continues to try new things, including saving a man from jumping off a ledge, taking random trips just for the fun of it.
I want to do that.
Yes, that actually sounds
I thought
fun.
That was brilliant. I want to rock up to an airport and just say, what's your first plane? Where's it going to?
He learns how to play the guitar. He takes Korean lessons. He learns how to fly. He even volunteers at a food bank and ends up giving out loans to whomever asks for one, which creates a whole new line of business at the bank, which they're thrilled to call microloans. Then Carl gets promoted for it. He's living life carefree and courageously. Allison likes this unpredictable side of Carl, and Carl likes how spontaneous Allison is. As she says, the world's a playground. You know that when you're a kid, but somewhere along the way, everyone forgets it?
Since the world is your playground, we want you to remember the next key point. Remember, you can't get it wrong. Terence tells Carl that saying yes is meant just to get you started, and then you start to live your life from your heart with passion. Saying yes to life is similar to faking it until it's a genuine feeling inside. If you don't know which way to go, try on new things, like you do with clothes. Put them on and see how they fit and look. It's not a big deal, doesn't have to be a major commitment. If they don't fit, put them back and try something else. Just think about it. Do you get upset when a store doesn't have what you like? Normally you don't. You just decide, okay, I'm just not going to go back there again, and I'll go try another store. Watch how initially Carl is hesitant to try new things. In the beginning, he's really critical of himself for saying yes and picking up the homeless guy. He then meets Allison at the gas pump. This gives Carl his first inkling of the power of synchronicities that yes can create. Carl's willingness to try something new has just increased, and he's willing to continue with more conviction. He's seeing that yes leads to something good. So don't worry about getting it wrong. Keep moving toward your passion and pick up whatever makes you happy and discard all the rest. As we'd say in Australia, give it a go. It's a real common expression, and it really does mean just try.
No worries, mate.
Yeah. Okay. But what if you don't know what makes you happy anymore? Well, we address nuances of this pattern in Hector and the Search for Happiness, because it's a valid concern for a lot of us. So if you have that issue, go check out our blog.
Yes, and if you haven't seen that movie, Tisk Tisk, you need to go and watch it, because it's a delightful good time.
Now, they're going to try something new.
Okay, so this next key point will help you in your happiness discover in a deeper way, and that's let go of the pleasing covenant. Many of us never get around to learning what we're passionate about, and as a result, happiness remains elusive. When this happens, it's usually because you're busy trying to please everyone else and you don't get an opportunity to learn what you want. When you're saying a yes to others without considering your own needs first, you're living life as Carl was, unconsciously doing what everyone else requests instead of what you want. It's as if you agreed to something, to some pleasing covenant that prevents you from saying no to anyone. And as a result, you don't get an opportunity to discover what makes you happy.
Which leads us to our next point in this alignment session. Say yes only if you really want to.
This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. I have wrestled with this one for a good part of my life, but I'm definitely getting better at it.
We both have.
So how do you know if you're just unconsciously saying yes to others and not yes to what you really want? Here are some questions to ask yourself. Do you have to get angry to ask for what you really want, either at work or in your personal life? Do you find yourself needing to justify your decisions? And that one can be challenging. Mm-hmm. I once did a seminar where they came up and they asked us whether we wanted vanilla or chocolate. Mm-hmm. And they'd say, okay, vanilla, chocolate, choose. And you'd go, I choose vanilla because da-da-da-da-da. And they go, eh. And then they go, vanilla, chocolate, choose. I choose chocolate because da-da-da-da, nah. And you had to keep doing it until you could just say, vanilla, chocolate, choose. I choose vanilla. Nothing behind it. It's a big one to learn. Watch yourself how often you justify what you decide to choose. So do you sometimes not even know what you want, so you go along with others? Do you sometimes feel that what you want is not honored by others? Do you feel resentful because you're always the one giving? Are you surrounded by people who take from you and they don't reciprocate? Do you blame your unfortunate circumstances on other people? If you recognize some of these patterns, then perhaps you're not aware of how much pleasing you're doing and how little you're saying yes to you and your happiness. This Yes Man movie session will help you move some of these ingrained patterns.
Yeah, and look, many of us have grown up in these ancient family patterns that have been passed down generation to generation to generation, and it's led us to believe that saying yes to ourselves first is selfish or unloving. By putting ourselves first, it feels like we really don't care deeply, which is simply not the case. You can love others and care even more deeply when you're saying yes to your happiness first. The truth is that you have more to offer others when you're happy. So then you'll be able to say yes to others and opportunities, not because you have to, not because your pleasing covenant tells you to, but as Terrence tells Carl, because you know in your heart you want to. Many of us are still trying to live up to these many generations of pleasing patterns. The last scene in this movie is a hilarious reminder of how many of us get caught up in saying yes to the stuff that's not a fit for us. Should we give that segment away or wait for them to watch it?
They need to watch it.
Okay.
So I don't want to spoil their fun. But all I can say is they're bearing their souls.
And notice how many of them just mindlessly do it and don't
yes.
even question it.
Now notice, not everyone runs this pleasing pattern. In fact, many expect you to always say yes, regardless if it's your heart's desire or not. In the movie, notice the gentleman that appears to be homeless.
This is funny.
He's figured out that whenever he's outside the conference, he gets exactly what he asks for and makes use of that fact repeatedly.
And he doesn't apologize for take. Mm-hmm. He takes the cell phone. He takes the cash. It doesn't matter.
And then you see him. He's figured out if I'm around these people in other situations, I can leverage that too. Interesting. Well, chances are pretty good that you may have people like this in your life. So be on the lookout for them and consciously choose you first. Do you want to give them what they're asking you for?
Yeah.
If you do, great. Happily give it. If not, with a smile, say no thank you. So here are some tips to try when releasing your pleasing covenant. Detach from the situation or individuals and begin to take responsibility for yourself and your sense of well-being.
Right, right.
Self-soothe when you feel your pleasing tendencies kick in and the anxiety wants you to engage. Stop saying yes to others just to please them. Now, You may find you get a bit of pushback, but hey, that's what the self-soothing's all about.
That doesn't mean you don't say yes when your heart's into it, though.
That's true.
When you start following your heart, you can't help but say yes.
Exactly. It'll naturally come out of you. Ask specific clarifying questions when you sense you're about to engage your pleasing tendencies. Engage only when asked to do something.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. Begin to express your needs and desires with confidence and clarity. Doesn't matter whether we're talking in the business realm or with personal relationships. The same principle applies.
So now all of these questions and these tips have been energized in this alignment session. So when you go to the movie, you will get the benefits of these that Sue Ann just discussed. And in every show, we always talk about, you know, the really key ones of the movie that you'll benefit from when you do this alignment movie. So I'm going to take you through 10 when you watch the Yes Man movie. And the first one is the energetic support to begin saying yes to life again. An ability to be open to all possibilities. The support needed to begin seeing your life as a playground that you look forward to every day. A releasing of the fear that if you say yes to your dreams, you'll end up being disappointed. A letting go of the pattern of pleasing as your form of loving others. A releasing of blaming others for not pleasing you and trying to make you happy. The ability to know how to take care of yourself first. The permission to eliminate the self-imposed shoulds in your life and trust your own choices and desires. A letting go of any shame you might feel for wanting what you want. And finally, the top 10 benefits of this alignment process movie is the confidence and strength to say what you really want. Now, the steps to energetically benefit from this alignment movie are really simple. You just first have to do the intention session. And if you've already done this before, you don't have to do it again. But if you haven't done our intention session, go to our website, peaceofmindovertures.com. Or any of our book sites, tamingyourdragons.com and itsjustcommerce.com. And you'll see there's a tab in there called Intention Session. So do this session first and only once. And think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. You know, the app runs the software for the smartphone. Well, that's essentially what's going on here. This is going to allow you to benefit from the energetic frequency change that we did on ourselves, and you can get it from watching the movie. And so then go out and rent Yes Man. We found it at the library. And watch it in its entirety. So now if you enjoyed this show and you're thinking, geez, I want more movies to assist in my emotional experience and what's going on in my life, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons. And when you go to our website, tamingyourdragons.com, it'll take you to the shopping cart. And if you put in FMG Radio in all caps, you'll save 25% off our book. And if you want to get our other book, It's Just Commerce, that will also get the 25% off discount. Now, when you buy both books, the shipping's on us and it's free.
And you get a reference to about 75 movies in each book. So that's about 150 movies that you've got access to.
Increasingly, we're seeing practitioners are using it with their clients, too, to guide them on their own journey. So we hope you take advantage of this offer and start using this as a resource. In fact, we have one client who goes to the book when there's something going on in Tame Your Dragons.
Yeah, and just opens it. Opens and that's it up. There's their answer.
And she caught her husband flipping through it the other day saying, what is going on? In this book. All right, so this movie's a blast, and we hope you have as much fun with it as we have. So we're going to take a quick short break here, and when we return, Sue Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away. Has your relationship with food, your body, and your weight been an emotional issue for most of your life? Are you ready to change the way you feel about you, the food you eat, and how it affects you? We created the Food, Body, Weight, Keeping Things in Proportion Alignment Session to help you discover a whole new relationship with this huge human pattern. It's now available for only $25. This powerful alignment session has been designed to shift the intensity about your beliefs and begin to heal these patterns so that what you eat will have less impact on how it affects your body, your self-image, and how you feel about yourself. If you're ready to make a powerful shift to more balance with your food and your body, then this alignment session is for you. It's now available on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for only $25. Buy your food body weight alignment session today right here on fmgradio.com for only $25 and discover a whole new relationship with food. Get yours today and discover more balance and peace of mind. Welcome back. So, Suann, what do you have for us this week?
Well, today we're going to work on forgiveness. So, what we're going to step into is to forgive and step into a new future. I found that forgiveness begins with willingness. It is a willingness to invite peace and love into your heart and mind, rather than maintaining that anger and sadness towards the situation or the people that caused the upset. Forgiveness is done to benefit you. It has very little to do with the other people involved. Forgiveness means you accept what happened and replace the pain with peacefulness. It does not mean you condone what happened, simply that you accept it and are no longer imprisoned by it. It does not mean you have to welcome the situation or person back into your life. It's a choice. You're giving yourself freedom to choose in each moment. When we don't forgive, it's as if we are continually drinking poison and expecting the pain to be felt by whomever else was involved. It just isn't worth it. This applies especially to our families and the patterns that have been passed down through the generations. Our parents learnt from their parents, and they learnt from their parents. It may seem a bit of a stretch, but our parents did the best they could with what they were given. In truth, the patterns replicate until someone in the family says, "I'm willing to consciously choose differently." That is what forgiveness is, consciously choosing differently. One way to help yourself forgive is to imagine you have cords connected to the person or people in the situation, and then see yourself cutting the cords. Cut the cords of pain and suffering that connect you. When you cut the cords, you're releasing the negative connection that is maintaining the hurt and the fearful emotions. For those of you that have been through divorce, and I have, this is a very powerful tool to try, because it really does allow you to cut the cords of the pain and the suffering and actually connect with any joy or peace or love that you had in that situation, which is a much more energizing experience. So what happens when we forgive is we free up a lot of energy in our bodies that can now be used to explore what makes us happy. You become a beacon for others to see what happens when you let go and allow peace and joy to be your focus. So let's align with some intentions. And what do I mean by align with these intentions? What I mean is that you're going to get on the same frequency as these. It's analogous to just aligning yourself with a radio station so that you can hear what's coming, what's being broadcast from that radio station. You want to be aligned with these intentions so that you feel and experience them in your life. So let's say these intentions together. I am willing to forgive. I allow myself to forgive. I forgive. I accept what is. I know my parents did the best they could. I choose when I engage with others. I choose peacefulness. I choose freedom. I choose joy. So now what we're going to do is a modality, which is just an activity, that's going to allow us to shift the energy so that we're aligned with these intentions. And what we're going to do is some hip use and some circles. Energy tends to stagnate and become blocked in the hips and the pelvis. The hips and the pelvis are actually known as the negative pole of the body in polarity therapy. And that's why the energy stagnates there. So moving your hips allows and encourages free flow of energy all the way to your feet. So let's stand up and move our hips together. So I want you to stand with your feet about shoulder width apart. And now what you're going to do is you're going to move your hips just from left to right. Just move them from left to right. Just left to right. Now we're going to use the knees as well. So now I want you to bend your knees and tip the hip up to your left. Bend the knees and tip the hip up to your right. Bend the knees and tip up the hip up to your left. And just keep, I can't say it, so just keep that action going, okay? Now what we're going to do is we're going to come front and back. So tip your hips forward, tip your hips back. Keep engaging those knees because it helps you tip. This is making me laugh just watching David doing this. So tip your hips forward.
Like I got a hula hoop or something going.
Yes, it is like having a hula hoop. Front and back, front and back, front and back. Now what we're going to do is all the way around. So you come forward, then over to your left, then back and over to your right. Forward, left, back, right. Forward, left, back,
right. Now I know why Elvis got into so much trouble.
Okay, we're done. What I suggest you do is go home and turn on some music. Turn on some music that you can really let your hips move. You'll be amazed at how much energy to frees up in your system. So I want you to enjoy this coming week, letting go, forgiving, and stepping into that passionate, free place. That blessings.
Was yeah, that was really terrific. Thank you, Sue Ann. And she's right. It does free up some energy there. We want to encourage you to watch Yes Man. I know many of you probably have already seen it. And you said, yeah, I've seen Yes Man. But really watch it from this perspective that we talked about today. And the movie's so much fun. It's like going back to see an old
friend. It with a friend. Yeah. I watched it with my girlfriend again last night, and we were both chuckling. It was great.
Don't miss that last scene. It happens very quickly, and it really drives home this pleasing point. So next week, we've got a really terrific show we're excited about that we call How to Live with No Boundaries. And this movie's going to really help you make that shift. Because think about it. A life with no boundaries sounds like the essence of happiness, doesn't it? So we hope you return and join us next week on Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 Eastern Time, right here on fmgradio.com.
That was fun watching you.
Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.
Are you ready to unleash the power of your emotions and make a shift towards peace? Discover the secret language of your emotions and understand the powerful, life-changing messages they have for you. Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions is a new and innovative book to working with your emotions. According to authors Sue Ann McGregor and David Barnes, all emotions are valuable and are a sophisticated guidance system designed to create a joyful life. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you were at peace with your emotions? Your most perfect guidance system is waiting to show you how to reduce stress in your life and lead you to a path of joy. The life you've always dreamed of is waiting for you, and Taming Your Dragons can help you come into alignment with it. This book guides you through 70 alignment movie sessions. Each movie tangibly changes your particular emotional patterns through the alignment process, bringing your mind into alignment with the power of your heart. Are you ready to become a master of your emotions and experience? Get your copy today at tamingyourdragons.com in digital and paperback. Tamingyourdragons.com. Get yours today.